And then, the Yidam. Yidam is a Tibetan word, but it means literally oath bound, bound by an oath. And it's sometimes translated as guarantor, one who guarantees. One who guarantees, as it were, that the disciple will eventually gain enlightenment. Yidam is equivalent to, there isn't an actual translation of, equivalent to the Sanskrit term Ishtadevata, which means one's chosen or selected divinity. In other words, the Yidam is that special aspect of the Dharma, that special aspect of enlightenment or reality, if you like, through which the disciple approaches the enlightenment experience. But the Yidam is not a concept, not anything abstract, not an idea. The Yidam is an image, something concrete. The Yidam is in fact a figure, the figure of a particular Buddha or Bodhisattva, embodying one particular aspect or attribute, if you like, of Buddhahood or the enlightenment experience. For instance, there is Amitabha, the red Buddha, the Buddha of infinite light and eternal life. He can be a Yidam. Manjugosha, the golden coloured Bodhisattva of wisdom with the flaming sword. Then Tara, the savioress, white or green in colour, carrying lotus flowers. And Vajrasattva, the embodiment of the innate purity of one's own transcendental mind, one's own one mind. These are all, or these all can be, Yidams. And for the disciple who practices, the whole of the Dharma is contained in, embodied in, his Yidam. It's all, as it were, concentrated into that, that image, that figure. Whether it's the Bodhisattva of wisdom, the Buddha of infinite light, and so on. So the disciple, the tantric disciple, directs all his attention towards that. He doesn't bother so much about scriptures, studies, teachings, doctrines, dogmas. The centre of his attention, spiritually speaking, is occupied by the figure of the Yidam. He becomes, as it were, familiar with the figure of the Yidam. He makes the acquaintance of the Yidam. Sometimes in the course of tantric initiation, the guru says to the disciple, when, for instance, the guru may be giving the initiation, let us say, of Tara. After giving the initiation of Tara, the guru says to the disciple, I've now introduced you to Tara. I've said, as it were, to you, this is Tara. And I've said, as it were, to Tara, this is the disciple. Now you know each other. There's a connection between you. Tara is now your Yidam, and so on. This is what one is very often taught. And when one has acquired, as it were, a Yidam in this way, one not only keeps the Yidam at the centre of one's attention, spiritually speaking, one actually visualises the Yidam in meditation. One sees the Yidam, as it were, before one, with one's spiritual eye, one's inner vision. One contemplates the Yidam, becomes absorbed in it, and becoming absorbed in the Yidam, one absorbs at the same time the spiritual qualities and principles and experiences which the Yidam represents, which the Yidam is. And eventually, after also one has recited the mantra of the Yidam, eventually one becomes one with the Yidam. One is absorbed into the Yidam, or the Yidam is absorbed into oneself, but one becomes one with the Yidam. If one has been practicing with the Yidam, say, of Manjushri, you absorb the wisdom, the transcendental wisdom that Manjushri represents, which Manjushri is. If your Yidam has been Tara, you acquire, you develop the purity, the tenderness, the compassion, which is Tara. If you've been having, say, Vajrapani as your Yidam, then you acquire the energy, the strength, the courage, if you like, the spiritual ferocity that Vajrapani stands for. So this is the Yidam. This is the whole Dharma, the whole teaching, as it were, boils down into a single concrete image or figure with which one becomes, as it were, spiritually intimate, and which one eventually incorporates, or into whom, or into which one is oneself incorporated. And this Yidam is the Ishta Devata, the chosen divinity. But who chooses? What chooses? Not your conscious mind. This is the most important point. Huh? The Yidam is chosen by your nature, by your needs, by your spiritual requirements, by your weaknesses even, which have to be corrected. So you can't be trusted. That is, your conscious mind can't be trusted to choose. So usually the guru does it for you. The guru points out the Yidam to the disciple and says, oh yes, this will be, or this is your Yidam. This is what you need. This is the divinity chosen by what you are. Not what you think or what you want, but what you are. And the guru knows what you are better than you know it yourself. So the Yidam is pointed out in this way by the guru. The Tibetan tradition even says it's better to leave it to chance than to choose yourself. Chance is more likely to be right. Huh?